Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
In August of 2018, I participated in a press conference in front of the Town Garden housing complex here in the city of Buffalo. At that time, I announced the indictment of 13 individuals who were members and associates of the CBL and BFL gang here in the city of Buffalo. And they were indicted on charges which included murder, racketeering, drug trafficking, firearms trafficking, and obstruction of justice. And at that time, I, together with our partners, including with me today, the FBI and the Buffalo Police Department and others, promised that we would do all that we could to bring to an end the reign of terror that these gang members, who had existed since 2009, were wreaking upon the inhabitants of the Town Garden apartments, who used that location as a central hub for their criminal activity, but whose violence and other crimes spread across not only the city of Buffalo, but all of Western New York. And today I'm here to announce that we have delivered on that promise. With today's jury verdict following a six-week trial convicting Delvon Curry with two murders and aid of racketeering, in addition to a number of other crimes, we are 13 for 13 in terms of convicting every gang member charged in the CBL BFL indictment. Mr. Curry will be facing a mandatory life sentence at the time of his sentencing. This gang used violence, including murder and attempted murder, threats and intimidation, to defend their territory against rivals and anyone that they deemed to be a threat to their drug trafficking activities. They maintained a ready supply of firearms. And as I said, their violence spread across the geographic region. They used enforcers and shooters to retaliate, often sometimes with deadly force against threats or encroachment. They used violence, both actual and perceived, towards rival gang members and individuals. They threatened witnesses who they suspected might testify or provide information to law enforcement about the crimes they committed. Members and associates also used social media to display gang affiliation, brandish firearms, display quantities of currency and narcotics, and show their participation in violent acts. At trial, we also learned how gang members produced rap videos at locations in and around the enterprise's territory that promoted the enterprise and its activities. Working with our federal, state, and local law enforcers, we have, and this is just the start, neighborhood by neighborhood, begun to reclaim our streets from these violent street gangs. The many good and decent people, peaceful and law-abiding citizens of our city and our community deserve nothing less. To those who are currently involved or thinking about getting involved with other violent street gangs, my message is simple. Don't do it. 85% of the victims of gang violence are gang members themselves. If you join membership in one of these gangs, you are really entering a zero-sum game. And the only way you're going to be able to escape violence in the future is with handcuffs or a body bag. It's a big world out there, and this is to the individuals that are either in gangs or thinking about joining gangs. This message is for them. It's a big world out there. Don't limit your future to the few block area in which you live. You didn't choose it in the first place. There's no reason for you to be stuck with it. To the community, I say prosecutions such as this demonstrate that an inordinately large percentage of the violence in our community is being perpetrated by an extremely small percentage of these violent gang members. This prosecution demonstrates that we have the power, the ability, and the responsibility to reclaim our streets for honest and law-abiding citizens everywhere. I'd like to especially recognize the tremendous work done by the trial team in this case. Assistant United States Attorney Paul Parisi to my immediate right, next to him We have Seth Molisani, an assistant United States attorney, and then also from the Maine Justice Department in Washington, assistant United States attorney Christopher Taylor from the office, or OCGS. As I said, there were many federal, state, and local partners, including the FBI, represented here today by Special Agent in Charge Gary Lofert, the Buffalo Police Department, represented by Commissioner Byron Lockwood here today, and I'm going to give both those gentlemen an opportunity to speak. But I'd also like to recognize the efforts of the HSI, Homeland Security Investigations, under the leadership of Special Agent in Charge Kevin Kelly, the DEA, under the leadership of Resident Agent in Charge Ed Organ, the United States Marshal Service, under the leadership of Marshal Charles Salina, New York State Police, under the leadership of Major James Hall, the ATF, under the leadership of Special Agent in Charge John DeVito, the Erie County District Attorney's Office, who played an important role in this prosecution, with District Attorney John Flynn leading that office, Erie County Sheriff's Department with Sheriff Tim Howard, Cheektowaga Police Department with Chief Sawinski, and the Lackawanna Police Department with Chief James Michael. Today's convictions, I think, really send a message that we're taking back our streets here in the city of Buffalo. I'm grateful. As you see, a lot of hard work went into this effort, and that work will continue. And we've wiped out one gang, and it's on to the next one. And we're not gonna rest until we're done wiping out all of these violent street gangs here in the city of Buffalo. So with that, I'm gonna turn it over to Special Agent in Charge Gary Lofer from the FBI.
Thanks, JP. Good afternoon. For the FBI, community impact is our measure of success. We need to improve the quality of life for the people who live and work in Buffalo. We will continue to pursue violent gangs through sustained, proactive investigations and federal prosecutions. And we will continue to stay involved with our community partners in an effort to prevent violent crimes before they happen. Thank you so much. Commissioner?
Commissioner. I'd just like to say today is a great day for the city of Buffalo and also for the people in the Town Garden area. As JP said back in August, I think it was August, that we were going after these gangs and we was going to go after them one by one. I did state back then that they shouldn't sleep too light because we will be knocking on their doors. And as you can see, the Town Garden gang has been wiped out. I will advise the people that's thinking about picking up the pieces down or try to pick up the pieces, don't do it. Don't do it. So once again, I'd like to thank the FBI, U.S. Attorney, for the great job that they did, and thank you.
So with that, any questions?
Was it the belief that Mr. Curry was the leader of this gang, and is the gang effectively disbanded now, or do you think that it's going to come back?
I think Mr. Curry's role was that he was an enforcer, a shooter for the gang. The gang had a multitude of individuals who played various roles, from drug dealing to shooters. There was no formal leadership, but they all banded together to unite to protect their territory and protect their gang, essentially.
So is there the belief that this gang could come back, or do you think, again, are they disbanded now?
We think this gang is disbanded, but there's always the chance that there's other individuals out there who are going to engage in the same type of conduct and kind of, as the commissioner said, pick up the pieces from where the individuals were.
I think, you know, part of it is it's perceived, I'm sure, as sort of a crime of opportunity. Now these people have been locked up, they're out of commission, and there's an opportunity there. And that's our message today, is this is no opportunity. The only opportunity you have are handcuffs or a body bag. And so if you're going to think about stepping in, I mean, most of these people, it's very sad in the sense that, you know, they're confined to this sort of relatively small neighborhood in which they're born. That's all they know in the world. And unfortunately, they see that as the only opportunity before then. And we're here today. Part of our message here is today is that there are other opportunities other than this life of crime. And so we want to get that message out there that, you know, that there are other opportunities of which they can avail themselves. And, you know, there's you know, it's a big world out there, and I'd encourage them to, before they sort of take the easy route in terms of maybe p- picking up a bag of dope and trying to decide to sell it and or get a gun and try and do something, that there are better options out there.
So how satisfied are you, and how significant is this that you've got them all? Like, you got them all. So
well, it's very significant in the sense that, we're not just lopping the top off the dandelion. We're pulling it out, root and all. And I think that, you know, it's an important message to the citizens, that especially that live in the town garden apartments. Though that may be an economically disadvantaged area, you know, part of the message that we've delivered, and we work with Buffalo Police Department every day and the FBI and all our partners, that just because people may live in economically challenging circumstances, that doesn't mean that they don't have a right to be safe in where they live. And we've, to me, that's very important, that we, if you don't feel safe where you live, you really have nothing in life. So that's why we work so tirelessly to try and to provide a safe environment so that people can maybe flourish and, advance themselves.
Can you comment on whether there are any other ongoing investigations into the BFL, JP? I'm thinking of the shooting, killing of the 12-year-old boy across the street from Town Gardens.
You want to talk about that?
Sure. Yeah, I think you're talking about, Phil, are you talking about Grape Street, or are you talking about...
No.
A Muslim kid who lives on the second floor.
Oh, yes. So we offered a reward, and that reward still stands. And if memory serves me correctly, it was $25,000. We announced that with Commissioner Lockwood and Mayor Brown some time ago. And we're encouraging the community to call with tips. That money is still available. And hopefully we can... Buffalo Police Homicide can solve that case with a little assistance.
Talking about what you're just saying, because of the number of people who came forward to testify against these guys, are you more likely to get someone who saw something at the time this kid was killed to come forward, whether just dropping a dime on him or actually coming forward and being willing to testify?
That is the hope, that by showing that we will extract the entire root of the problem, that these individuals will be more forthcoming in providing information, because they will recognize that if they say something, not only will we do something, but something will happen, and the community will actually change as a result of the information they provide. That's a message that we've tried to put out there. We put out there, in fact, it was a large part of sort of a couple of weeks ago, the press conference that we held on the green light law. The sharing of information is huge in law enforcement, how important it is to share information and to have community members come forward with information, and that we need to, I think this case is a perfect example of the success that we can enjoy when people are courageous in coming forward. And, you know, we will do all that we can to protect them. It's in our interest to do that. It's in their interest provide that information, because they can literally change the community in which they live.
Along those same lines, you mentioned John, District Attorney Flynn, he alluded to that too when we talked about the Grape Street shooting and sure. The guilty verdict against Kenyatta Austin and how people came forward in that case. He's seeing a sort of an uptick in a change in the no snitch mentality. Are you seeing that too? Can you speak to that? Is there sort of an uptick in the people actually coming forward, especially when there are children involved?
Well, I think we live in a results-oriented business. And when we can show that we can convict people and put them in jail for the rest of their lives for acts of violence, I think that that sends a message that we're not just going to take this information and really do nothing with it. And our results speak for themselves in this case and in others. And when we do that, then I think it enhances the relationship in the community. I know the Buffalo Police Department does a lot with our custom notifications, and it's really sort of, you know, two different sides of the same coin, where we try and establish trust in the community. One way you do that is by going out and meeting in the community and being with the community. Another way you do that is by bringing these people to justice and showing them that if they do commit a crime, that there will be serious consequences.
Commissioner or Deputy Commissioner, one of you talk about that. You guys, the Bureau does this stuff, but you guys are the ones in the cars out there 24/7 driving through Town Gardens. Are you seeing something that's different as a result of this investigation and Grape Street and some of the others?
I see what happened with Grape Street, and like D.A. Flynn said, that people coming forward. And with this prosecution, this successful prosecution here, I think this would also send a message out there, too, that people would start, decide to come and testify to what they have seen out there on the streets. There is a substantial amount of money out there for the killing of the 12-year-old over in Bytown Garden. And I think with this right here, I think that we will, hopefully we will get some people to come forward. Our homicide squad is still working on that case day, every day. And I think we are making a lot of headway as I speak right now with that case, though. So we haven't put that on the back burner. We're still working at it as if it was yesterday.
There were a lot of people in Town Gardens Plaza at the time it happened.
Yes, it was. And it's been a lot of cases where there's been a lot of people at these crimes. But I like I said, I think when you have successful prosecutions and people see that these individuals are going to jail for the rest of their life, I think that will give them the incentive to, come forward.
You've various people involved in this thing. The prosecutors flipped the guys in the gang. I mean, that's a big thing. You know, going back to the old mob days when they started to flip people inside the mob, and it made a big difference. Do you hope to see that?
I hope to see that. And I also noticed that when you get a person on another a big charge, they do want to make a deal with you, and they do want to tell you what happened, whatever the old case or whatever it is. They will want to give you information on that so they can help themselves.
Yeah, thanks. I mean, really, nothing new under the sun. There's a carrot and there's a stick. Custom notifications are the carrot. Prosecutions such as this are the stick. And I mean, it's we need to employ all of the available resources that we have to be able to put an end to this senseless violence that seems to plague certain communities in the city of Buffalo.
You said you wiped out one gang. You said you're on to the next. Can you elaborate a little bit more on to the next? What does that mean?
Well, there's a number actually that we're on to, and we're actively investigating with our partners at every level of law enforcement. And I mean, stay tuned. There's a number of open, active investigations involving these sort of neighborhood local street gangs throughout the city of Buffalo.
It's not exactly a secret that you monitor their social media and all of that stuff. As a result of the testimony in this case, are they backing off a little bit about being blatant on Facebook and so forth?
I can't speak for the way they think. I mean, maybe it's a generational thing. I don't get it for non-criminal or criminal behavior, but I value my privacy, and to want to put it out there. I mean, I think there is a mentality these days that if it's not posted, it didn't happen. And so, we'll continue to use every available resource that we have to bring these people to justice.
Did you notice in the course of this trial people from other gangs just, coming in to watch what was going on?
There was a lot of people who came in and out during the course of the trial to think to see what was happening throughout it.
You didn't recognize any of them particularly?
I don't know that we can say whether we did or didn't. So,
if they were there, they probably didn't like what they saw.
Baseball is back. Basketball is heating up. And the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.